Look, we do try and be positive here, but we've had some dreadful stories flowing from all of this. Buxton, south of Sydney. Now, this is one of the areas that was really hard hit by the fire, and they've got a local public school there where you've had this most extraordinary situation where vandals have targeted the public school. So they've got the catastrophic bushfires, we've got people losing their homes. Here's the school. And you've got an area where, you know, vandals, looters have been active. Let's go to Greg Warren. He's the Shadow Minister for Local Government. I think, Greg, you were there yesterday, were you, to see what was happened, what had happened?
Yeah, I've been touring the region all this week, John. It's absolutely catastrophic to see, you know, when you get down through Buxton and Balmoral and the other parts of Wollongong, as well as many, many other parts across our state, of course. But I guess we see the best in our Australian spirit when we see these volunteers fighting, you know, doing everything they can to save homes and then and ultimately saving this school.
But, you know, they've saved the school. They've put the effort into saving it, and some vandals have gone in there and, what, just smashed everything.
Yeah, these bloody mongrels have gone in there and they've trashed the computers and the whiteboards and a whole bunch of other things, which now means we got school going back, you know, after Australia Day. And they may not even be able, the kids may not even be able to go back and get back to school as per normal. And when you think about it, John, a lot of these kids and a lot of these communities, what they really need at the moment is to try and get some normality back in their lives, come together. And school is certainly a haven for that. And I reckon a lot of the kids are probably looking forward to seeing their friends and coming together, particularly after the catastrophic circumstances that they've recently experienced with the fires, mate.
I mean, we talk about looting, so you think, well, looting, you go into the school and you nick the computers and you nick some of the equipment. They've gone in there and smashed everything. I cannot even comprehend what the logic is, what the thinking is.
Well, you shouldn't be able to, John, because you're a normal, fair-income, good person like the vast and overwhelming majority of people in our community. But sadly, there are those who think, for whatever reason they may have, I can't comprehend it, I don't know, to go in there and just trash the joint. Yeah. It's beyond belief. And I was so saddened to see a lot of the communities and the effects that it had, and people lost their homes and destroying their lives. And I tried not to get angry when I was out there touring out with my colleague Jason Clare, who's a Shadow Minister for Local Government in the Federal Parliament. But mate, it made me angry, and it's simply unfathomable to try and comprehend what motivates such a ghastly act.
All right, well, they need to scramble to get that school in place, and then you've got parents and teachers got to explain to kids. There's no explanation why someone would do that. So, all right, look, thank you for giving us that eyewitness report of something that's just beyond most of our comprehension. Let's hope the police catch the people responsible, and we can have them in a court as quickly as possible.
Well, I hope they find them, John, and I hope they throw the book at them, because they bloody deserve it.
Absolutely. All right, good on you. Thank you for that. Greg Warren, he's the Shadow Minister for Local Government.